don't even lie to telemarketers anymore. Is Cindy available? No, she's married. So maybe think about, well, what would I say? No, but she's not looking. Bye. A proud look, a lying tongue. We're going to do a whole lot more online. We got to get that out. If Satan's called the father of lies, he really likes that. There's actually scriptures that say that liars will be in hell. It's a big thing. It's not a little thing. There's no such thing. Break the power of believing a little white lie. There is no such thing as a little lie. There's no such thing. It's not about a white or a black or light. It's not white and black. It's light and dark. Okay? There's a difference. God has all different skin tones, okay? I'm looking around. I don't see a single white person in the place. You would look like, who's got? Stand up, Margaret. Okay. If you were black, Margaret would be the example of a white and black, okay? If you were white, you would look like the white stripe on her shirt. If you were black, you would look like the black, okay? Obviously, we're not really white and black. Some of y'all are pretty pale and some of y'all pretty dark. But here's the thing. There's colors and we've labeled them. But there's a big difference between colors and light and dark, okay? I'm going to demonstrate, all right? Everybody, take your hands and hold them over your eyes as tight as you possibly can. And because there's still some light in the room, you can still see it a little bit even with your eyes closed. But that is basically dark. Got it? Now open your eyes, and now it's light, okay? There is a kingdom of light where you can see. There's a kingdom of light where there's beautiful colors and all these things, and God is the king. And then there's a kingdom of darkness where you are blind. So he says, you're blind when you see, all right? A lying tongue he hates. Hands that shed innocent blood. God hates murder. He hates killing. He hates hands that the enemy uses to hit somebody, stab somebody, beat somebody, pull a trigger, throw a grenade if it's innocent. And what is he talking about innocent? And I'm not going to get into what you believe or don't believe, but I believe that if you're in the military and God has called you to defend this nation and to defend the world for freedom, I believe that is not shedding innocent blood. Okay? I believe that that is not letting the spirit of darkness just completely take over. And that's between you and your personal belief. Okay? But you can read the Old Testament and realize God doesn't have a real problem with his people defending truth. Same thing. I don't think anybody will go to hell if someone breaks into their home and they protect their family. And I don't know what I would or wouldn't do, but I personally would choose spiritual warfare. But I pretty much believe it works. And I believe God can take care of me and protect me without the other. But I'm not going to say at all that the Bible says that you are not to. He makes a difference between innocent blood. Now, let me say this. If you've ever had an abortion, then you have shed innocent blood. And thank God there's repentance, and there really is repentance. But God hates that. Okay? He hates that. And you need to deal with, we got teaching to help you, we got people to help you, whatever. But we need to understand what God says. Abortion is an extreme perversion of, there's no human rights in abortion. How ridiculous. Satan's so ironic, it's just amazing. There's no human rights in abortion. You do have a right to choose. You have a right to choose to wait till you're married to have sex according to God's word, and let him bless you with children. You have a right to choose. So, well, what if you get raped? Well, learn to spiritual warfare walking. But if that would happen and break the power of it happening, then you have the right to keep the baby and get God's kind of love to raise it, or the right to give it away to someone who's been praying to God for an infant. You don't pervert God's word for because of shame or convenience. And it's extremely selfish to think, well, if I can't raise this baby, then nobody can. That's like extreme selfish. And it can be a great blessing where you can turn evil to good if you find yourself in an unwanted pregnancy and you trust God for the grace to walk through that and then bless somebody. And if you know God and you trust God, He can make sure that that child gets in the right home. You don't do two evils, even if evil happens to you. All right. Now, here's the one I want to get to, and we're not going to do the rest. We're going to get to this one, and then we'll do the rest when I get back, probably. God hates a heart that plots evil plans and feet that hurry to run to mischief. Okay, let's start with a heart that hates evil plans. I guess I might finish this. We're close. A heart that plots evil plans. Now, you could get so many scriptures on each of these. It's not funny. But I just felt led of the Holy Spirit to put these things out there, and you should read these things and get these out of your heart. Go to God. Get these things out of my heart. Get these things out of my heart. A heart that plots evil plans. That is where the enemy has gotten into your life, and he begins to use your brain to set you up to be a partaker in evil. No one just sins without first that thought and a process of the enemy operating in them. God wants you to hate that. He hates that. He hates you to be, he hates watching you listen to the enemy as the enemy plots evil to try to destroy you and destroy others, destroy your family, destroy relationships. And as you plot that thing, because the spirit takes over, here's the thing about a spirit that plots evil. There's a devil with free access to your brain. He's kind of got a little doorway that has an entrance sign. Enter. Click. Hi, I'm in here. Hey, why don't you make this phone call and lie about where you are? Hey, why don't you start planning how you can have a vehicle even though you don't have a driver's license? Hey, why don't you start thinking about going to that old place you used to go where people used to have drugs? Why don't you just think about that a little bit? Why don't you think about what it was like when you used to drink? Now, he's not going to tell you to think about the jail time, or that you almost killed somebody with your car, or what you did to your family, or what you did to your parents. He's not going to tell you any of that. He's not going to tell you how he's destroying your body and how he's aging you before your time and how he's setting you up to die early or in a horrible car. He's not telling you that. He's not telling you how he's planning to have your kids in the car when you decide to drive because you think you can handle it because he let you get by with it so long. He's not telling you any of that. He's just in charge. What God hates is the devil in charge of your life, and especially in the areas where the Holy Spirit is to be planning your life. All Satan wants to do is take God's place. It isn't even about you personally. He could care less who you are. He could care less your past, your future. He could care less about anything he's done to you. He just wants to put it in God's face that he is taking God's place. He tried to take God's place in heaven. He was thrown out. And now he wants to take God's place on the earth. In you, in God's children. A heart that plots evil. I've really had to ask God to get this out of my heart. Because I used to have a brain that would quickly begin to figure out how to get out of something. How to get out of taking a test I wasn't ready for at school. How to get somebody else to work the hours I wanted worked. How to get myself to go on a vacation, if I wanted to go on the vacation and I shouldn't go on a vacation, I had my brain turned over to a spirit who was in charge of using it to calculate and analyze how to get what I wanted, even if it hurt other people. I think he's zapping me a little for this even now. I'm sure he's not zapping any of you. Thank you for joining me as God zaps me on Tuesday nights, and you guys can just sit in agreement like, yes, get her, God, yes. I'm so glad you're helping her see these things. You need sometimes when I'm preaching to just stop and let the Holy Spirit put that little thought in your head to show you how he's talking to you right now. If he talks to me while I'm preaching, and I have always dealt with this stuff, and he still starts showing it, believe me, he's talking to some of you too. That's why you're here. Let him talk. Let him, and then spend time this week getting it out of your heart, really seeing it, really hating it, letting it work through in you. A mind that plots evil starts at an early age when a two-year-old wants their way and they begin to think of how to get it. It's when they throw a temper tantrum with the intention of having you run over, pick them up, and give them what they want. That is a heart plotting evil. That is a heart plotting evil. You as a parent needs the Holy Spirit to say, how do I handle this? Not so that you don't look bad, not so that your little dumpling darling doesn't upset other people, but only so that the Holy Spirit can help you to stop the enemy from getting into their thinking and helping them to plot evil. Sometimes, I know when mine were growing up, they looked like they got away with something, and I would very calmly say, okay, I'm giving this to you, but when we get in the car, we're going to talk about this. And we haven't really discussed this yet because I wasn't going to have the big scene in public. But they were going to find a consequence for trying to have a big scene in public. It depends on their age. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you. You really do. It's amazing your children really can turn out very, very nice human beings that you actually really enjoy being with and love talking to on the phone and enjoy talk. I love Mike. But it took really spirit-led obedience on the parents' part to know how to train up a child in the way they should go. And getting these things out of your heart and breaking the past and all these kind of things, okay? And where you've messed up in that, repent and watch God start now, but he'll start giving you wisdom now. Praise God, yay! God's into relationships. He actually likes marriages to work and the people to love each other more, not less. He actually wants you to like your children, not only when they're little and teeny, but actually grow up and join them and join their company. Not dominating them, not getting all your needs met in them. None of your needs should be met in them, but actually enjoying them and having adult conversation with people who you know well because you've known them their whole life. That's his intentions. Everything else is perversion when it comes to that. All right. A heart that plots evil is when you start scheming right away how to get what you want. How do I control somebody else? How do I control my boss? How do I get this? How do I get this teacher to do this? How do I get this person to do this? How do I get... And it's this turn over to the enemy to start figuring things out. You think you're doing it. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say to do? Somebody give me the answer. Do what? Okay, if it's a care or a situation, he wants you to go to him and give it to him. What else? What does he specifically say that you do when you need an answer to a situation? Ask for wisdom. He says, ask for wisdom and he will give it. Don't get into the confusion. Don't get into the plotting. Don't get to the analyzing. Don't get into the criticizing, scrutinizing. All that's on teaching. But if you can't go to a place and run to God and say, I need wisdom here. At the point that something happens, that's when we stop and say, God, what do I do? Because there's something in you of the enemy that doesn't want you to do what God wants you to do. Don't worry about it. God will take care of it. You know, everybody gets to choose if they're going to go the hard way to get to God or if they're going to go the easy way. So don't worry about your kids. Pray for them, walk in love, walk in righteousness, and trust God. But the prodigal father did not run after son, saying, "No, no, son, you don't look. You don't want to go look at pornography, and you don't want to spend all that money on bars and girls and all that stuff. You don't. Please, no. I'll change how we do things around here." No. He didn't do that. He also didn't say, "If you leave, you'll never come back here, and you're just going to go to hell, and the devil's going to beat you up." He didn't do that either. He let him go. Because he knew this kid's heart is determined to go. And then he prayed. And he believed God. And he walked in faith. And he let God do whatever God had to do in his heart to show him where he missed it in raising that child. And then he just watched God work and watched God work. He didn't even have communication with this kid for a long time. But the Holy Spirit was working, and the Holy Spirit was working. And when this person finally looks up and sees that he's literally eating the scraps from pigs, and that he's working a very stinky job, and that this isn't fun anymore, and the girl junk wasn't worth it, and the lust junk wasn't worth it, and the spending his money this way wasn't worth it. When he finally gets to the place, because the dad doesn't quit praying or the mother doesn't quit praying, and they never enter into fear. Let me tell you something starting now. Don't enter into fear. Let it go. Get rid of pretended faith where you think of it, say, "Hey, do it. They've got to be all right. Oh, I've got to make their decisions." Just face fear. Would you just say it's fear? Just spend a little time with God and say, "Okay, I got fear. So would you give me your perfect love so we can get rid of it?" Pretended faith is using God's word, but fear-based. God's word, fear-based, doesn't work. Okay, let me say again. God's word, fear-based, doesn't work. It just causes confusion. It causes your kids not to believe. But God's word, faith-based, cannot return void. You can have faith that Satan is not going to take your kid to hell. You don't get to call all the shots and what happens in between and this and that. You got to quit enabling them. You got to let God deal with your heart. But you can choose to believe that God is big enough